Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Michigan Avenue finds creative uses for data to doorstep.com. I'm digging this show already. Mm-hmm. Let's take a question before we get into it, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. John H. wrote in and asked, does this work for wholesaling houses?
One of our most popular questions right now.
Love
the answer
it.
Is heck yes.
Mm-hmm. Great use of that.
The product, the name of our product, which is in the title today, datatodoorstep.com, is a collection of tools to help you buy undervalued property of any kind. So, yeah, it works for wholesaling houses and all kinds of stuff. Everything from skyscrapers all the way down. Wow, that was a brief answer. I love when it's that short.
yes. Next.
If you have any questions, you know, the only thing that's different is how you use the data and how mm-hmm. And in printing and what you actually, the off type of offers that you send. For land, it's different. For houses, it's different. For skyscrapers, it's different.
What I love about wholesaling houses is you can really dig in there and get real picky about the area, the size of the home, the size of the parcel. I mean, real specific things about the maybe loan to whatever value. If there's a mortgage on there and not a mortgage on there.
Right.
I mean, the data, it's like, it's, and I have a list now online where people can see the search criteria, which I love because you can really filter out a lot. Make sure you're getting exactly what you want to make an offer on.
You know, what's awesome about houses is you can price it really accurately because there's square footage is on there. So if you find a neighborhood that's got properties are selling for $125 a foot and you want to buy them for 80, you just multiply the square footage times 80 and it comes out to, you know, real specific numbers. Mm-hmm. And you can get, it really increases the your success percentage, or we call it a yield, which is, you know, how many letters or offers you have to send out before you buy a property. Incidentally, which for us, it's about 1,000 to buy a house, between 1,000 and 2,000. And for land, it's about 100. For every 100 letters you offers you send out, you buy one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool question.
It is a great question.
And a simple answer.
It is.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, Michigan Avenue finds creative uses for data to doorstep.com. People are reaching out to us. Michigan Avenue is like Wall Street for Chicago. And we've been sending a lot of programs to Michigan Avenue. I think all the acquisition guys there are talking with each other. But, you know, these are professional real estate investment trust or professional acquisition people for apartments or any type of real estate, long-term care that they specialize in. And they're using our, it's even the, some pros, even the pros
mm-hmm.
are finding some value in this, which I personally take,
well, we're
take
pros.
To, take to, I know, take to heart, you know, in fact, people are contacting us to buy their property for them, you know, like developers. So I'm excited about that.
How many deals do you think it is? Like for our people that are just starting out, how many deals do you think that they have to have before they can call themselves a pro? I mean, we're pushing 16,000, so we passed pro and gone to expert, and I don't know what's above that. But
I don't know, Jill.
How many deals?
I don't know. I think some people that are starting out, it's more of an attitude. I don't. You know what? I don't know if there's some magic silver bullet number. What do you think?
Well, how about this? Remember we talked about because you have this memorized, and I think it's so cool. And I don't have it memorized, and I think that's cool. So this is part of why I keep you around.
Jill,
it's
so,
awesome.
You're so cool. You're the coolest.
I don't have this memorized. So Jack, I got to ask you, what is the number? It's like 5 years worth of X. If you do something consistently.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
right. If it's 40 hours.
It's 10,000 hours.
Okay. Thank
there's
you.
A
thank
book, there's
you.
A, that's the name of a book. It's a great book.
That's where I'm going.
If you spend 10,000 hours doing something, you're probably an expert.
There
so,
we
yeah,
go.
So not a transaction number.
Okay, so it's 5 years.
Yeah, I think it's 5 years. Five years full-time job, you know, it's 40 hours a week.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That's my answer too.
If you haven't done a bunch of deals in 10,000 hours, this might not be for you.
You've spent 5 years on this and you haven't bought anything. Oh my goodness. You know what? That bums me out because I've talked to people that are new in our world and they didn't come to us. They didn't find us for a while. Let's just say that. And they were trying to do this many other ways. And they have had some of them, not just months, but maybe more than a year under their belt, and they didn't close a deal. And I'm like, doggone it. But what's great is they found us and they're great to share that. Oh my gosh. You know, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You guys got me up and running. I was quietly over here, you know, struggling for 8 months, and now I'm weeks in and I'm buying a property. I'm like, yay. That makes me feel so good.
If you're involved in some type of REI education, real estate investment education out there, and you have more questions now than when you started, that is substandard education.
Good point.
Then you need answers and you need support, like an online community, or a talk show like this, or you need lots of stuff, inspiration. That's why Jill's, the smartest person, the biggest expert in the world, still gets sidetracked with life, kids and stuff that happens. So especially if you are full time and you have your time is now your own, there's a lot of distractions out there, even for me.
And I think
even at our level is what I mean.
Yeah. And you want the information and you want it to be spelled out up front. I'm like, can you imagine, I don't know, like you're taking a class and all you keep hearing is, well, we'll talk about that next time. And we'll talk about that next time. And they never answer your question.
No, I can't imagine that.
They're just leading you down. You think, what am I going to do? Am I waiting for the very last class? I'm going to get all the answers. Well, this is crazy. No, you're there to learn. You need it up front. You need all the details. So thank you.
Well said. I love the class analogy because, we've all heard teachers try to bring it full circle. Most of them do. Some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Jill and I have spent, I'm going to brag for a second, a tremendous amount of time and effort to include everything in the programs that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no supplemental program and we don't upsell. Mm-mm. It's not, hey, join this Platinum Club or the club above that or the club above that. Mm-hmm. And you get more. This is it. It's one program. What we do offer is endless support, like online community support and tools.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual tools that we use to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's, for us, providing the tools instead of just the next level of education so you can talk about theories and stuff, that's not.
Right.
And I'll end that, Brett. Yeah, that's it.
And
then, I hate the sales. I don't like sales.
No. Yeah, no. You're just telling. It's just telling the truth, and I love that. So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jill.
No, I was going to bring up the Michigan Avenue thing.
Oh, that's what the show's about.
And I love the Michigan Avenue thing because what? Here's what it points out to me is no matter what level you're at, you can still find new information and get new insight from all kinds of different places. So we both are big people on learning and education and never stop. So no matter where you're getting it, whatever you're doing, get lots of education from a lot of different sources and pull it all together to get what you need.
Right.
And I love that the Michigan Avenue people, they may have it all figured out, right? Or they did it. They have it all figured out on this way, but now we're bringing obviously something to the table that's helping them.
All the successful developers I know, house developers or not contractors, but developers, the guys at the center of real estate deals, usually commercial ones. A commercial deal could be a subdivision of houses. So developers are almost always, unless they're infill lot guys, they're commercial developers. None of them know about this. I've never talked to one who said, oh yeah, we mail out offers all the time. What they do is they peruse a website called loopnet.com, which is a kind of, it's an ad hoc commercial MLS. And they work with brokers. The last developer I spoke with said he spends about 4 to 5 hours on the phone with multiple brokers a day trying to find land.
Mm-hmm.
I fell out of my chair.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Why are you doing all that work? It's like he's
making a rookie mistake, and this guy's way older than me, and he's very, very successful.
Well, shucks, I can teach him how to drive for dollars.
Jeez.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
we're going to do this. I mean, come on. Your time is worth more than that. It really is.
And his answer to me when we were done was, when can you start? And I said, never.
Yeah. That comes up a lot. People want us to do it for them and help. I'm like, no. I'll show you how, but I don't have time to do it for you.
What I told him is, I said, I'll show your acquisition guy. Mm-hmm. I'll sit down with your acquisition guy for a certain amount of money and tell him everything in about 4 hours.
Right.
So I'm sure we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. It happened recently.
Yep.
There's a lot of people. That's what this Michigan Avenue show is about. Jill's right. I take it as a huge compliment, but I'm still just shocked.
Mm-hmm. I know.
This is the Technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. 10,000 hours makes you the expert. So on the way to that 10,000 hours of buying and selling real estate or purchasing undervalued property, kill it all the way up. Don't stop. Whatever's holding you back, if something's holding you back, find a solution. If it's inspiration, which I'm finding out now is the thing that maybe stands in the way, reach out to Jill somehow or get on Success Plan. It's free. And there's tons of people in there saying, man, I just read something in Success Plan today about the writer said, I'm over the analysis paralysis phase of this. And I sent my first mailer out and they're starting to come in. And man, I wish I really would have done this 8 years ago when I started thinking about it. You know, it's not all the stuff I was concerned about just went away. I was at the top of Success Plant this morning. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's great.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. They're here now. All I have to say is, hey, it could have been 18 years. Thank goodness it was only 8.
Right. Oh, well said. You know, the more you fail, the faster you're going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not fatal failing. It's just kind of fail. Kids, you know, the kids talk about, we didn't have that when we were kids. They all say, fail. Have you ever seen that? Like someone's walking down the street and they trip and they say, fail.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have heard that.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's not so bad anymore. It used to be, geez, you have to do everything right from the beginning. I don't know where that came from. Baby boomers, maybe.
Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. I'm not busting on baby boomers. They're just our parents are baby boomers, and it's funny to me. Jill, inspire us.
So I have to pause for a second. I just glanced out the window and it was the coolest thing to see a fire truck roll by with the beach name. It said X Beach, you know, on it rolling by. I'm like, oh, how nice is that? So cool.
Are you going to go to the beach today?
Am I going to? You know what? I need to go to the beach today.
We've been here. We go back and forth from here in Scottsdale. It's hot as heck over there now. I was thinking yesterday, because we've been here for a few days now.
Mm-hmm.
We have not
been down to the beach.
Have you even seen the water?
Yes.
Because I did yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I did see the water yesterday, too, with you.
It's not like we live together or anything. I don't know what that is.
Or we live at the beach or anything. So, yeah, I do need to get down to the beach. So, my inspiration today is, are you bringing and allowing creativity in your workplace? Or is it so by the book and rigid and a policy for everything? Because
Awesome. Sometimes
when you allow creativity in the workplace, as painful as it is for some people, that you might find a better way to do things. There might be better, mm-hmm. better, faster, more efficient, for me, happier ways to do things. Think outside the box. Sometimes we get caught up in our worlds and this is the way it is. This is the way it's always been done. Why would I change that? I mean, Right. Geez, don't do that. You know, no, it's a good thing, you know, and it's hard at the times and I'm guilty of this also. Sometimes I have a hard time with change on some things, but then we go forward and I go, oh yeah, it wasn't that bad. This is good. So just making sure.
That's awesome, Jill.
Thank you.
I read recently that if you have a problem, a professional problem at work, or you need a solution to solve a task or some little obstacle, don't solve the problem. create a system to solve the problem because it's probably going to happen again. Mm-hmm. And so what I try to do is I do the mechanical stuff all in the beginning, in the morning, get it out of the way so I can go be creative. I'm like responsible for business development and new stuff and listening to people. And that's all really creative. And I think, I mean, I'm an accountant. I have an accounting background, and I think there's a lot of creativity. A lot of people are upset about that, but there's a lot of creativity in numbers and mm-hmm. in spreadsheets and stuff. And the way that I look at data is very different than we all look at data differently. And so there's a lot of creativity in all of this, I think. Mm-hmm. Your creativity, Jill, where you just shine is with people, you know, and how you handle people on the phone and acquisitions and sales. And it's critical. It's critical to success, and you knock it out of the park, quite honestly.
I'm all about making sure everybody hangs up the phone happy. Everybody gets something that they want, and sometimes you have to be creative to make it happen.
You know, there's a lot of people in this world that think you won at a real estate deal because you squashed the other guy.
Right.
And I don't believe that.
No.
I've never believed that. I've done deals with people like that, one deal, mm-hmm. and then I'll never do it again.
Right.
You know, it's not about one-sided winning. A lot of people think we send these offers out, these lower than market value offers, and they were disgusted by that, mm-hmm. or that we're taking advantage of somebody. And the fact is, once you get into it and start talking to these people, they love it. Mm-hmm. 95% of them say thank you, thank you, thank you. I really didn't want to list my house with an agent and have mm-hmm. people traipsing through here. It was never about the money anyway. It's just time to move on. Mm-hmm. And with rural vacant land, it's shocking what they say. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a woman say to me one time, she wrote me a handwritten note. Thank you for taking this property off my hands. My mother had stage 4 cancer. We went to Hawaii. I took her to Hawaii and we got to spend the last 2 weeks of her or 2 months of her life. I don't remember exactly, together because of you. And so...
I remember that.
A lot of people are concerned about sending undervalue offers to people in real estate, and it's pure fiction, mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that. I love your inspiration today.
Thank you.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in this real estate ambition of yours. I seriously just got like all misty-eyed over that cancer lady.
I remember that. That was so good. There was no other way. I mean, it just like, I think too, because you just came along at the right time. Like, oh my gosh, I probably forgot they even had this asset. And they probably didn't think it was going to be worth anything.
Right.
And then here you come offering a couple $1,000s and they can go, oh wow, we need it right now.
I had to dig that letter out. We had a board. We were in a different office building back then. We had a board of all the thank you notes and, a board of some lesson thank you notes, which Jill won't let me talk about on the air anymore.
Thank you for softening that. You are awesome. I appreciate that, Jack.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. Thank you.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.